This is the Janine Betts Show. I invite you to join me on a journey where I help 100 women earn an income online. If you are stuck in corporate America and you're trying to figure out how you can fire your boss, then I invite you on this podcast where I will reveal the strategies on how you can create passive income and create a real legacy.
Excellent. I am so excited to get to speak with you, Justine. It's going to be awesome. All right. So for those of you who have not met Justine Beauregard before, she is an owner and CEO at Growth Mindset Marketers and owner and founder at Morel Marketing. She's a mom and a wife. And Justine has actually been serving small businesses since 2008. And her mission is really to help her clients reduce their marketing spend while boosting their profits. I love that. So if you do want to learn
that, right?
Exactly. Exactly. If you do want to learn more from Justine and how she can help you, go to growthmindsetmarketers.com. And she actually has a free social media checklist that you can check out too, to make your Facebook posts and Instagram posts that much more engaging. So Justine, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Yeah. So I know I told the audience a little bit about yourself, but I was just wondering if there's anything I missed or any other background you'd like to share that you think would be helpful.
No, I mean, that was a perfect summary. Thank you for that. yeah, pretty much encapsulates what I've been doing. So I've been a small business marketer since 2008, and I have been a small business owner since 2015. So it's been almost 5 years that I've had Morel Marketing. And in August of this year is when I launched Growth Mindset Marketers, which is a community that comes with a bunch of different components. It's sort of a low cost option for a lot of small businesses, because my private consulting company, Morel Marketing, is more high ticket. I focus on really high level strategy and, you know, website audits and writing email funnels from start to finish, which can get pricey if you're doing a lot of them. So instead of taking that approach with all these small businesses that were coming to me saying, I have a really limited budget, I decided to come up with a lower cost option. It's $29 a month, and it comes with DIY templates, workbooks, video trainings, a private Facebook community where I go live once a week. I give one-to-one coaching, motivational stuff, extra, you know, checklist guides, different resources. And then every month there's a new video training and a new resource uploaded to the website at least. So it's a lot of great content for a really low price point, and a lot of people like that.
That's excellent. I like how much value you're bringing to your community. That's really cool. I think it's awesome. In terms of online business, what inspired you to start your own business in the first place?
So my grandmother was an entrepreneur, and she had five kids, and I never really understood how she could have everything that she had going on in her life and manage it without going crazy. So I used to go over there on the weekends and talk to her about her businesses. She had a couple of different businesses. And when she passed away, she was a multimillionaire. She had her hands in so many different businesses. And this was back when she was selling computer chips. Like, that's how long ago this was. But she was really just such an inspiration to me. And growing up, my mom was very encouraging. She always worked a corporate job and didn't like it. And, you know, just said, I want you to do whatever makes you happy. And for a long time, working for small businesses as a full-time employee, was very fulfilling to me. But seeing the cyclical nature of that type of job, where every few months the companies I would work for would be acquired, or they would undergo very huge management changes that would result in, you know, crazy shifts in my workload or, you know, the morale of the company overall. It was just really hard to kind of manage that environment day in and day out. And then I got pregnant with my first son. And I just wanted to be home with him. And I had always had the thought in the back of my mind that eventually I'd start sort of a consulting business of some sort. And my husband, who's very encouraging, just said, why not now? And I said, okay, let's give it a shot. So my first 3 months, I made no money. It was terrifying. And then I was like, okay, got to make this work. What are we going to do? So I hired a coach and I set some really lofty goals, and I literally, you know, opened up a phone book and started cold calling. Yeah. And I got my first client later, like in the fourth month, and I closed him on a cold call. And then since then, I've never actually really had to market my own marketing company, which is kind of interesting. I've just gotten a lot of business through referrals, and it's worked out really well for me. So
that is excellent. I love that story. You remind me of, what does Tony Robbins always say? Burn the boats. So just right. Your mindset of this is going to work. I'm really curious because I see a lot of women who want something like that to work for them, but the apprehension to spend money when they have none coming in. Can you talk to me about what went through your mind and why you decided to take the plunge?
Yeah. I mean, I think one of the biggest misconceptions about starting a small business is that you need tons of capital. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of people just think, oh, you know, either they're on one side or the other. Like some people are like, I don't need any money to start this business. And they kind of dive in head first and they have no idea what they're even getting into.
Yeah.
And then there's the other side that's, you know, very cautious and takes that approach of, oh, I need to save and get, you know, build my audience before I start growing and like do all this crazy stuff to get everything off the ground. And I think it, you know, you have to kind of fall somewhere in between those two camps, right? So the first camp, the thing to understand is that, you know, it does take some work to build a small business, and it's not just, it doesn't just happen overnight. And so you kind of have to go to your resources. Like I Google everything. When I started my business, I had no idea what I was doing. I didn't know I had to file for an LLC or incorporate my trade name or, you know, copyright some of my materials or file annual reports with the state or have a business bank account and a business address. Like there are a lot of nuanced things that go into starting a business that are, they're little onesie twosies that you kind of look over and you go, oh yeah, that seems easy enough, but it adds a lot of stress to your plate when you're trying to get clients at the same time and build a brand and all of that. So there's that piece, but then there's also, you know, all of those little things. You could have, you know, $250 and be able to pay for everything. Your website domain, you know, all those little things, they cost very little money unless you're building something that's more robust. Like when I built Growth Mindset, I had to invest in building an entire membership site that has a whole back end with, you know, users can log in, the navigation changes, there's locked content. That's obviously more involved, but just, you know, a standard person starting a business that's doing some consulting, it would only take about maybe 2 or 3 weeks to get everything up and running, to pay for everything would be under $500 for sure and fairly easy to do.
I like that. I like how you're balanced in your perception on business, because you're right. There are a lot of women out there who believe no money or lots of money and gotta save. So it's refreshing to hear you're in that middle camp. That's nice. I like that. So what with your, you know, being in entrepreneurship, what has that really enabled you to do for yourself personally?
So being an entrepreneur is, it's, you take the good with the bad. It's kind of, there's good to everything and there's bad to everything. So on the good side, obviously I have a flexible schedule. I'm able to watch my kids develop into amazing, incredible humans that I get to be around 24/7. I adore that. I also have the freedom to choose what types of projects that I work on. So I'm not always inundated with, you know, the same types of projects or administrative tasks that I don't like doing, or, you know, working with people that I don't like. I get to be very selective because I'm very fortunate that way. And then the bad part is that you never get to shut off. Like I'm always thinking about business. I'm always thinking about what's next in my business. How am I going to make, you know, this more valuable? How am I going to add more content? What am I going to come up with next? How am I going to find my next person that I'm going to help? And, you know, thinking about all those things, like I just went up to the mountains with my family on vacation for a week, and every day for a few hours, I had to go back to the room and go on my laptop and work because work doesn't really stop. But you know, when I had my kids, I was very open and honest with my clients about the fact that I was expecting a baby and that I was going to be taking a couple weeks off. And I was really adamant about having that time. So there are instances throughout the year where you can kind of pre-plan everything. I had written all my blog posts for a month in advance. So everything was pre-scheduled. All my social media was pre-scheduled. Everything with my clients was wrapped up. So I was pretty much good to go. And fortunately, I had my babies around holidays. So people were already kind of taking time off, which was nice for me that I wasn't getting inundated, but definitely not being able to just, you know, go to your job and then have weekends off and get, you know, a few weeks off a year paid vacation. It just, you don't have that anymore.
Yep. Agreed. when you look back on your business, and even what you're building today, what are you most proud of?
I tell this story a lot when people ask me about my business because there's many, many things that I've been proud of throughout my career in general. I think you kind of have to reflect on the positive times and say, you know, use those as motivation and inspiration to take yourself and your business to the next level. And the one story that I tell all the time that I'm super proud of is actually that cold call client that I talked about before, who was my very first paid client, came in the door and he was making $3,000 a month. And he was working this job as his side hustle. And I remember I called him and I said, I know how to help you. I've worked with companies just like you for many years. I just launched my own, you know, consulting firm, and I really want to help you. I really believe in how I can help you. And I've done this before. I've worked for companies where I've helped them get acquired for millions of dollars, like $30 million, $100 million. I know how to scale your business. And he instantly just trusted me, and we had a really great connection right away. He felt my energy. He believed what I believed in myself, and he took a chance on me. And I signed him. 3 months later, I created a marketing plan for him. And 3 months after that was created and implemented, he was making $70,000 a month. So he went from $3,000 a month to $70,000 a month. And then he hired multiple employees. He actually still consults with me every now and again. It's obviously not as regular, but maybe like an hour a month or, you know, an hour every 2 months or so. And he'll have me come in and kind of take a look at his overall marketing strategy and his website and any changes that he makes to things and say, you know, just give me your perspective because I've helped him so much in his business. And that was the most rewarding thing. And since then, I've gone on to help clients, you know, increase their revenue 35% year over year. I've increased my own revenue quite a bit, like 23 times revenue from 1 year to the next. I've brought in, you know, high five figures a month, and it's just been such a rewarding experience to be able to help so many people and reach so many people. Like when I started my company, I really wanted to reach more small businesses. And the fact that I can say in 5 years, you know, I've been able to help over 100 small business owners scale their companies and do something amazing that they never thought possible for themselves, like collectively, that is, you know, something in itself to be proud of, I think.
I absolutely agree. I love that story too. Those are some impressive numbers in terms of, you know, you, first of all, knowing what your skill set is and being able to deliver on the results. I think the results you just shared speak for themselves. So kudos.
Thanks. Yeah. And that's something actually that I teach in Growth Mindset a lot is obviously mindset is in the brand name, but I think it's important for people to believe in themselves so that others believe in them. Because when you come from that place, you're unstoppable. Like if you can say, I know myself, I know I can do this. It's kind of just like any other major leap that you take in your life, you know, you have to believe in it to achieve it. And if you go in with the mindset of, I can do this and I will prove it, people will, that energy is so contagious and people will just follow you wherever you go.
I 100% agree with you. Oftentimes I see a lot of women who are struggling to have any or find any type of success. And like you just mentioned, it stems from a lack of self-confidence. So when 100%. when you come across ladies who are trying to figure this out and trying to move forward and actually earn income, what are some tips you'd recommend to somebody who has yet to see the success that they're looking for?
Yeah, I think one is definitely patience. Nothing happens overnight. And a lot of times we compare our beginning to someone else's middle.
Yeah.
And so someone even listening to this podcast right now might say, you know, how do I get to that? How do I get to five figures a month? How do I get to, you know, helping someone increase their revenue that much? How do I get to this? And I should be there already. And the kind of mindset that we've gotten ourselves into in today's generation, having technology and everything so readily available to us, is that we're so instantaneously disappointed and encouraged at the same time that we're walking this fine line. And we're very, a lot of people use the word entitled, but I don't think that's the right word. I think we just anticipate so much and we spend a lot of time comparing because we have a lot of access to information. So before, if, you know, before social media, for instance, if you were running a company, unless you were competing against a public company that had all of their financial data reported in an annual report or something, you weren't really aware of other people in your space so much. Mm-hmm. You weren't seeing their content every single day. You weren't feeling like they were much closer than they are to you. And a lot of people just assume that their competitors are correct all the time. Like, oh, they're making it work. They're building a brand. People are buying from them. Obviously, they're doing something right. But the truth is, you don't know what they're doing right and what they're doing wrong. And if you blindly follow everyone around you because you have no patience and you just want to get to that next level, it's a huge mistake. I've seen so many people go down that road, and I just say, you know, the other thing that I would say in terms of a tip, like besides patience and just putting in the work and waiting for it to give you a result, because it will, eventually it will, especially if you believe it and you have a strategy for it and you're good at what you do and you set goals and you have an intention for your business. But another thing is authenticity. Like so many people are trying to keep up with the Joneses and they think, oh, I heard something really profound, I'm going to say that too. Oh, I saw something really beautiful, I'm going to share that too. And they have no original thought, or, you know, they think that they do, but it's really not that. And so I encourage people all the time, you know, shut down, like go for a walk, take a shower, do the things, whatever, like makes you feel imaginative and creative, and really think about where you see your brand. Like, don't look at anyone else's stuff. Don't think about anyone besides yourself for a minute and your clients, and really sit back and say, who am I? What am I trying to achieve? Because when people ask me, you know, how, what makes your consulting business different than others, I'm like, listen, I've increased my prices over the years and I've never had pushback. Mm-hmm. I have, you know, offered services that nobody else was offering and people bought them. Like, it's because I like to do what I do. I know that I do it well. I believe that I am worth what I charge, and everyone kind of feels those things and just goes with it. And that's the biggest thing, is to just be true to who you are and do what you feel is best for your brand in order to build it, instead of trying to play catch up with everybody else and be impatient and expect things to happen to you instead of making them happen for you.
Very well said. I couldn't agree more. And you're absolutely right. When it comes to patience, sadly, there are industries out there who give that get rich quick scheme mentality, and people are demanding of it right away. You know, if I don't make X amount of money in X amount of time, then it's not for me. And I think,
I mean, think about all these companies that have been popping up. Another thing too is, market saturation, I believe, is a myth. I think that if there's a lot of people in one space, that means that there's demand and yes. there's a reason that people are popping up in that space, and that if you are believing in your ability and you are being authentic in your brand, you have just as good of a chance as anyone else at achieving whatever goals that you set for yourself. And this is especially the case in things like network marketing, right? Like there are all these MLMs pop up. People are like, oh, I'm one of all these people. Like, how am I going to build my brand? I only have my close family and friends to sell to, but that's not really the case, right? Like if you right. believe in the products you're selling and you feel really passionate about the brand, it doesn't have to be your own company. You can promote products from anyone. You can sell anything. But the point is that if you're just any other person, if you're just any other Jane Smith, and you're going out and selling them the same way everyone else is, you're only going to get so far. But if you do something different and you take an approach that you believe would work well and you really own your circumstances and prove your worth through just being yourself and having a great strategy, you can take it so far. Like I know so many people who bring in six figures a year doing MLMs and they're amazing at it. Like I know this one girl who sells Beachbody and she posts every single day. She's gotten into the best shape of her life. She does these incredible challenge groups and all sorts of different things. And she's constantly giving things away for free. And people are like, how are you doing this? And she's just like, I love what I do. And this is my approach. And people like her and they really buy into what she's selling. And every time she does a challenge, she has more people than she ever even set out her initial goal for to begin with. So if she wanted to sign on 10 people to a challenge, by the end of it, she has 45 every time.
Yeah, that's an impressive story too. And you're right. It speaks to authenticity. There certainly is a lack of education in network marketing and affiliate marketing, but your point to figuring out, you know, who you are, how you can serve and how you can provide value is going to be key to success. I agree completely. When you look at your business, you know, your future for your family, what's your vision? What's your ultimate vision that you'd like to see?
My ultimate vision is I'd love to leave a legacy for my children. And I'm not just saying like my company and passing it on to them if that's not something they want to do. Mm-hmm. I'm very much into like be who you are and follow your dreams. Like this is my dream and I am fully owning my dream, but I don't want them to feel at all pressured to do what I do. But I want them to be able to look at their mom and say, she did that. Like she followed her passion and she did everything that she set out to do and more and felt amazing about it and was able to keep a roof over our head and food on the table. And I was actually talking to someone last week and I said, you know, I don't have dreams of being a multimillionaire with a private jet who's constantly going on vacation to exotic places around the world. Like that's just not my personality. I love driving my, you know, new car that's a Hyundai. You know, I like I like living in my beautiful home that is less than 2,000 square feet. Yep. You know, like everything that I have, I really have been super intentional about the life I want to create for myself. And honestly, like if I built my business to something that was bigger than what I anticipated, I would just start giving back more. Like there's so many, like I would love to volunteer more and spend more time just helping more small businesses. Like I tell people all the time, if I could do this for free, I would. That's how much I love it. And it's not just the fact that I love to work. It's I love what I do. I love helping brands that I believe in that are doing something that is helping other people. I believe it's the foundation of, you know, so many things with our nation and our culture and all the things we do as a small business owner is contributing to our society in so many different ways and to our homes and to our lives. And so that's kind of, you know, a general vision in terms of my family. And then in terms of my brand, I would say I would love to be, you know, the community leader for small business marketers. Like I want people to feel like Growth Mindset Marketers is a space where they can have marketing tools and templates and trainings that are easy and fun to use that make marketing less of an overwhelm. That when they think about marketing, they think, okay, with Justine, I can do it. Like, this is, she makes it easy. She explains things very easily for me and makes it simple and gives me the exact templates and workbooks that I need to be able to scale my business. And I don't have to spend a fortune. Like, that was kind of my vision for it to start with. And, you know, slowly I'm kind of building it and getting it to that point, but it's only been like a month. So we'll see how it keeps going. But
patience, you
so
said,
far, right? The feedback is great. I've had one girl in it I have about 10 people in it right now. Mm-hmm. There's one girl who was in it for a month so far, and she wrote a review that she was able to grow her first launch of a product by 6 times what her previous launch of a product was before she was part of Growth Mindset. So just seeing numbers like that already, I know it's working. And the fact that she believes that the value is paid her back tenfold makes me feel amazing, because that's what I want to do. So
that is awesome. I love your vision and your story. Thank you. I wanted to ask you one last question before I let you go here. What tip would you like to leave the audience with on how they can find success? So we talked a little bit about, you know, struggling to find it, but really, if somebody is a busy mom, you know, how can they move forward?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there are a lot of excuses that we can make to hold ourselves back. Mm-hmm. And being a busy mom is definitely a valid excuse, but it's still an excuse. And so for me, I find to think about the fact that everyone has the same 24 hours in a day. Like, Jeff Bezos has 24 hours in a day. You have 24 hours in a day. Steve Jobs had 24 hours in a day. Bill Gates has 24 hours in a day. I have 24 hours in a day. And think about how you're really intentionally using that time. I talk about I have a whole training dedicated to marketing more efficiently. And it's really think about how you're spending your time every day, because chances are you have spent Facebook for an hour and you didn't realize it. You've spent time watching shows on Netflix hours every weekend. Realize it, where you could have been, you know, creating, not just, you know, spending time on shows that are frivolous, but that's okay too. Like, make time for relaxation and all of that, but also, you know, think about how many times that you've read books, or listened to podcasts, this one, or, you know, downloaded freebies from people like the one that you were talking about at the beginning on my website. But then think of how many hours you actually spent implementing advice that you get. Like, a lot of times we get stuck in this cycle, sort of like a hamster on a wheel. And we spend a lot of time looking and consuming and thinking about all this amazing stuff that we can do for our brand and our business. And we don't actually do anything about it. We take a lot of notes. We listen very intently. But taking the actual steps and making the plans, like, that's what you need to do. That's what Growth Mindset was for. It was like, I'm not just going to give you a workbook or a guide. I'm going to, like, leave space for you to write down your stuff. And then I'm going to teach you in the training how to implement it. Because a lot of times people just see the content, they hear the content, they, you know, really absorb it. And then it does nothing for their business or their brand.
Absolutely. That's really well said. Thank you so much for being here on the podcast today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. It's been insightful to hear your story, see your success, and learn from you too. So thank you for joining.
Thanks so much.
Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed it and want to learn more strategies on how to do affiliate marketing or network marketing, really how to build passive income online, then join my free Facebook group, Fire Your Boss with Janine Betts. I will see you there.